Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and today is your Friday review show where I'm going to talk all about your decisions and how they got you to where you are. But first, let's hear from this week's sponsor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Erin Wiseman, and I'm here today to talk about Physician Coaching Alliance, otherwise known as PCA. This is a space dedicated to providing stellar coaching for our colleagues so you can do your best work in the world. We believe that in order to change the culture of healthcare as we know it today, all physicians and others working in healthcare need access to coaching. So we can help you find a coach, become a coach, or join our community of coaches to strengthen the work that you're doing. One value that I want to mention that we share in PCA is community over competition, because gone are the days that we see each other as enemy. Instead, we believe working together is the key to success of the individual and the whole. So if you're coaching curious or a coach yourself, come on over to PCA. We'd love to see you there.
So in this week's Wednesday episode, if you listened in, I talked to Jeremy Myers. He is a campus pastor at West Virginia University, and we talked about what his job is like. And he basically works with international students who've come to the United States to come to school here and see what the country's like, see what the opportunities are here like. And when you think about it for those students, I mean, he said somewhere around, you know, pre-COVID, I think they had 134 international students from like 30 different countries, which to me is crazy. I mean, if you think about it for those kids, a lot of those kids probably didn't have a lot of opportunities from where they came from. And now they have these opportunities, and it was all based on a single decision to say yes and go to the United States. Now, it probably just wasn't one decision. It was probably many decisions that got him there. But it got me kind of thinking about how our decisions, number one, get us to where we are, but then number two, determine really a lot about us. And if you are a Marvel fan and you have Disney Plus out there, sorry, this is not a commercial for them, but they recently started a show this week called What If? And it's basically taking the Marvel universe and saying, what if a character made a single decision that was different, and how does it completely affect the entire world around them and even the universe? And this week was the first episode. I'm not going to talk about it much, but it was literally the lead character made a single different decision, and it changed everything. And if you think about us as dads and as parents, one decision has gotten us to where we are. Now, that decision might be who you decided to marry or what job you decided to take or where you decided to live, but it could be other things. You know, you had your wedding on a Saturday instead of a Friday. That could determine, you know, what type, who your kids are. When you think about our genetics, you know, it's a very random act of chance when you develop a child. And it's all based on a lot of different factors. And that single decision has put you where you are. It's determined who your kids are. How old are they now? What are their names? How do they act? You know, every decision we make gets us there. And I think sometimes it's hard though, because we want to sometimes look back on our decisions that have gotten us to where we are and kind of dwell on them, kind of say, oh, I should have done this different, or I wish I would have done that. Or what if I would have said this instead? Or what if I would have taken this job? Or what if I would have gone to this specialty? And it's really easy to do that. And it's really easy to dwell on past decisions and see where it has brought us. But the thing we have to remember is that once you make a decision, it's done. Once you've made a decision, you've made the decision, and it's put you to where you are today. You can't go back and change it. And so anytime you make a decision, it is truly the best decision for you, because it's now the only decision that you had. Now, you can make future new decisions, But those new decisions are completely based on what your past decisions were, right? You wouldn't be making those new decisions without your past decision. So I think sometimes when you think about our mindsets and how we look at how life turns out and where we find ourselves today, again, it's easy to look back on what you did and maybe beat yourself up or wish you'd done something different. But instead of looking at it that way, say, hey, that was my best decision that I could have made for myself. And now I'm going to make this decision based on that and based on where I'm at. And I think if you change your mindset on your decisions, you can maybe start to appreciate life a little bit more. Appreciate your family, appreciate your job, appreciate your kids. And then just recognize you can't change those decisions, but you can act for the future. Okay? I hope that makes sense. You know, just that was just a thought that kind of came to my mind when I was talking to Jeremy, and then of course watching Marvel cartoons because that's what some of us dads do. So that's really it for today's Friday Review Show. It wasn't a lot, I know, but it's all just a kind of a word for thought. Think about it. Think about how those decisions influence you, but don't focus on them to where it is completely dominating your aspect on life and your thoughts on life and thoughts on where you're at and how your family is and everything. Just know that you can make new decisions in the future that can possibly affect that. And know that once you make that decision, you just go with it. All right? As we wrap up today, if you are coaching curious or a coach yourself, I encourage you to go check out Physician Coaching Alliance at drpodcastnetwork.com/physician-coaching-alliance.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.